This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. ExxonMobil posted quarterly profits this morning. Surprised you will not be to hear that with the falling price of oil, so too did Exxon's earnings fall off 21% from the same period a year ago. In this $50 a barrel world, plus or minus, the big fossil fuel companies have been cutting jobs and cutting back. One thing, though, that they have not been cutting back on, cash payments to investors, dividends by another name. Not only did Exxon hold its dividend firm at 69 cents a share, but the company continues to say it is committed to increasing the dividend. Why? Marketplace's Dan Alcorn has the answer.
You might think the reason to own a stock is to buy low and sell high. Even if you don't sell for decades, you profit eventually from the growth in the value of the company. But Josh Peters and the people who get his dividend investor newsletter think a bit differently.
Even as somebody who's got a ways to go to retirement yet, I don't like having only the stock price being my only out.
They want a stock that also provides a regular paycheck, a dividend. So not Facebook, which is plowing any extra cash into new markets. Think Coca-Cola and, yes, big oil, companies that are big, dependable, and slow to grow.
They really have very limited mobility and flexibility to really grow their business.
Brian Youngberg is a senior energy analyst at Edward Jones.
It's like trying to move an aircraft carrier in a canal.
Big oil firms compensate for that slow growth with a cash dividend, which ExxonMobil has increased every year for the last 31 years.
There's really no other reason you want to own the big oil companies at this point in time.
Which is why Youngberg thinks they'll increase the dividend again, despite the low oil prices.
Dividends, they're a very strong commitment.
Doug Skinner is a professor of accounting at the University of Chicago. He says it's best to understand the dividend not so much as an expenditure, but as a signal of stability. Turn the spigot off, and investors think something's really wrong. As a result,
companies are just incredibly reluctant to cut the dividend.
So reluctant that several of the big oil companies have actually been borrowing to keep up those payments. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.